Jason, quick
you
question.
You are one of one.
Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year.
Thank you for helping me prove my point, Molly. Because
you're welcome.
Well, is this Matt Hamilton?
Am I not allowed to know the word filibustering?
I just didn't see that coming, that's all.
Good, I want to keep you on your toes.
Jason Wilde is on Jim, Matt, and Molly.
Oh, snap! What's up with that? What's up with that?
Jim, Matt, Molly continues live from the Everlight Solar Studio. Jim Rutledge alongside Molly Brown, Matt Hamilton, and primetime Wollersheim. Jason Wilde joins the show now. We could call Jason kind of a wordsmith for everything he writes with Channel 3000.
We're delighted to have Jason on, too, by the way.
We are. And Channel 3000 has got Wilde and Tausch. We are thrilled. I just want to get to something specific here, and that's why...
I'm not going to let you start. I'm doing this appearance under protest.
Why is that?
I'm protesting.
Okay.
You know how baseball managers used to do that?
Yeah. Play the game
like
under protest.
It never did anything. I never understood why they did it.
Yeah.
Could we not play the promo asking people to vote for you knuckleheads and you, Molly, for Madison Magazine? Like, we don't have a Madison-based radio team that I'm part of.
Well, but you guys
weren't. Every time I come on, I got to listen to that crap.
You're too big.
Before I come on.
Rubbish. You weren't nominated. People like us. Like, you could have been nominated. Like, we don't nominate ourselves.
How do we get nominated?
This isn't a WBA. You can't just write yourself in.
Wilde and Tausch win those, right? Or no?
Investigation.
Savage.
We don't want those either because our producer never enters us.
Pinching pennies.
Well, that's fine. In fairness, I'm probably ineligible now that I actually work at Channel 3 and on Channel 3000. But I just wanted to say, is it too much to ask
Ryan
to just not play that promo right before I'm on? It's like rubbing my face in it. Oh, lucky you. You get to join the most popular radio show in Madison.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Well, here's why.
Sorry for the convenience.
Here's why we are the most popular show in Madison here. So it was Ron Wolf.
Because of Matt Hamilton.
Yes, specifically Ron Wolf. He said something basically like, hey, you win one Super Bowl, you're a fart in a wind, correct? Is that paraphrasing it?
After they lost to the Broncos, he said, we're a fart in the wind. That's exactly what he said.
So Matt had a quote. What were you talking about before you get the quote about Aaron Rodgers? So basically, if he ended his career poorly with the Jets and the Steelers.
Well, just with the Jets. That's why he was coming back, because he didn't want his career to end like a fart in the bathtub.
Yes.
Gross.
Have you ever heard that
term?
Exactly. And which would you rather your career to be defined as, Jason? A fart in the bathtub or a fart in the wind?
I'd like to steer clear of the farting altogether. Sure. What? So I guess my question is, and again, Matt, I don't want to
get questioning you, Jason.
any information about your marriage or your personal proclivities.
Okay.
But do you take a lot of baths, A? B, do you take them generally alone or with someone? Because I would argue that your fart in the bathtub, if it is a solo bath experience, you know, who gives a blank, right? I mean, it's just you in there, right? Doesn't really impact anybody.
He's not
wrong. It's kind of a romantic type of scenario. You got candles and flower petals on the way to the bath mat. Then, you know, that could be worse, frankly.
Yeah, so I get what you're saying. I'm not a bath person because I don't like to soak in my own filth.
You don't shower before you bath?
I don't take baths because I don't know how. Apparently, you take a shower first. And then what's the point? You're done. You're clean. Why
I don't
are you
take
sitting
baths,
in the tub?
So I don't know.
So, first of all, Jason, we've all farted in the shower or the bathtub. And
we don't need to establish that. Okay.
It's like amplified. It is way grosser in the shower. But like steam and stuff,
so,
it lingers.
So can you just tie it back to the...
It's gross.
Okay.
Molly said it best. I said fart in the bathtub. She said gross. That's how Aaron Rodgers' career ended. Gross.
If
he doesn't go to Pittsburgh and have a winning season again. He doesn't want to go out with a fart in the bathtub.
Linger on your fingers.
Exactly, Ryan. Thank you.
Do you have a question for Jason, or how is he supposed to respond
to
this?
No, he asked the questions to me. No, no baths.
By hanging up.
And nobody wants to take a bath with me, so that's fair. I get that. I don't even want to take a bath with me.
So you can see why we're nominated,
Jason. I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah.
Exactly. There's no doubt about it. Who? Next category of Best of Madison. Who would you rather take a bath with? All right. So
Matt or Aaron Rodgers?
Look, I'm not going to – or Brittany. Look.
Okay.
Brittany is his imaginary AI wife, Aaron Rodgers.
Gotcha. I was like, who's Brittany?
Brittany with an I.
AI.
He was indignant and a little anyway.
Tone deaf. Go ahead, Jason. Yeah.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
I'll say to that point of tone deaf, like his comments about whining that people are trying to figure out who he is. Like, yes, athletes don't go into sports to be famous, but you can't make a documentary about yourself. You can't go on the Pat McAfee show. You can't be the guy who does all this media around being playing for the Jets, Packers, and Steelers, and then be like, oh, woe is me. People are going to try to find out information with me. I want my cake and eat it too. I want my millions of dollars. I want all the fame that I want specifically, but then...
Just for football.
But just don't cross any lines. I don't want you to... No, because he wants fame for ayahuasca. He wants fame for how smart he is. He wants fame for running for vice president. It's just one thing he doesn't want. So, like... He's got to be the biggest hypocrite on the face of the earth at this point.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to something that Evan Cohen said, which I really thought was right on the money in describing him. He's reached a point where you have to explain your friendship with him.
That's good.
And I thought that was a really kind of a really good way to conceptualize it because, you know, there are still... things about him that I care about him a lot, and when I see something like I didn't watch that live. I saw it on social media, but you know, I think, come on, man. Like if you and I talked about this, I would have told you, dude, this sounds ridiculous. Like you're literally doing a weekly appearance on a national radio show, right? Like that is not part of the job. As the Steelers quarterback, no one's requiring you to do that. No one required you to do the documentary on Netflix that I still can't bring myself to watch. Like all those things, you know, all those things are your choice. And to not understand, you must be getting a delivery, to not understand the this goes with the territory. And unfortunately for Brittany, if she loves you, she has to know that. And here's what bothered me. And again, I'm not, you know, I would say this to him if he was standing in our foyer with the dogs barking at the UPS guy right now. Like, I would have preferred then for you to talk about how much you love her and how great she is, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, she doesn't want to be famous, but I'm going to just tell you this. She's the most amazing woman I've ever met. You guys know that I've kind of played the field quite a bit. Well, you know, she could not be more perfect for me. And she doesn't care about the spotlight and this and that, she totally gets me. It just means so much to me to have somebody that's on the same page with me. Like, you know, I'm not constantly posting how amazing Paul is on social media. That's not my thing either. But, like, you asked me about her, and I can tell you lots of things without violating her privacy. So I just, you know, I wish he had people around him who could tell him what you just said, right? Because I don't want to say that to him, but like I just thought that I watched that. I was like, what are we doing here? So on that note, I would certainly hope that one of the reasons he came back, and again, he didn't flat out say it's going to be his last year. He also said in the past that he doesn't want a retirement tour, but then he says I'm pretty sure it's going to be my last year. So doesn't that make this a retirement tour? But the bottom line is that, A, he didn't play as bad as everyone thinks, right? Because as I've told you guys before, I went back and looked at the second half of the Jets season because I didn't watch much of it. And there were times, I mean, his arm is as live as it has ever been. His legs are not. And another year removed from the Achilles tear, maybe his legs are a little bit better. But the bottom line is Matt's right. Whatever farting... comparison you would like to make, the bottom line is that it stunk.
See what I did there? There you go. Hey,
nice.
Okay?
That's why he's sports writer of the year.
By the way, if I have to vote for you knuckleheads every day, I'm going to make you sign up for the national media thing so you can vote for me for sports writer of the year.
Sign us up. We'll vote. Yeah.
No. See, Molly, this is why you always have to wait. They charge you $50 to join the group.
Oh,
and I would never ask you guys to do that, which is why I haven't won a fourth, I suppose. So anyway,
you
really
want the best radio team in Madison on your side. Can't hurt to ask.
You do, but they still have to pay, so it doesn't really help me. I'm really curious to see how this season goes. I really am, because I do not think he was as bad as advertised. It was obviously a dumpster fire there the last 2 years. There will always be part of me that wonders what his 2023 season might have looked like had he not ruptured his Achilles, and then what 2024 would have looked like as a result. But I'm not Doc Brown. I don't have a time machine. So I'm going to watch him play. I'm hoping that we make the road trip to Pittsburgh for that game. And I'm eager to see if he can go out with a winning record, playing really well, like an 09 Favre turn back the clock type season. And even if it doesn't end in a Super Bowl, he's able to walk away feeling really good about his last season in the league.
Jason, I'm sure that you've seen the video clips of Caleb Williams this weekend when he was saying bleep Green Bay in Chicago. From a storyline standpoint, because I know you love a good storyline, we asked the question yesterday, would you want Jordan Love to talk more trash publicly? And I'm wondering, what is your answer to that?
Yeah, I saw that. It was a really good question. There was some discussion of us stealing that from the Madison radio show of the year, but we didn't. And my personal answer is no. Like, I want Jordan to be Jordan,
yes.
Right? And one of the things that I really like about him and you know, even, you know, him giving me a few minutes at the AmFam Championship is that he's very down to earth. He is the kind of leader that I would like playing for, because he wouldn't get in my face and tell me I suck. Because I've had people in my jobs that have told me, you know, don't just tell me I suck. Tell me, here are some tools to make you suck less, right?
Yep.
And I think he does that. I think he really connects on a one-on-one basis with his teammates really well, having talked to his teammates about it. He is not, you know, he's not Matt Hamilton's personality. He's not gregarious and outgoing and charismatic. He's more even keeled. And that was one of the reasons why when he responded to that one question during the OTAs about taking a step back, that was as much as I've seen him bristle at someone's question since I've started covering him. And it's just not how he deals with people. So I don't want him to then turn into some trash talker, because that's, you know, you got to be who you are. And I like that about him. I'm torn still on Matt LaFleur trying to tell him that he's got to lead a different way, because part of me thinks, hey, look, it comes with the territory as a quarterback. You know, Marcus Mariota is one of the players that, you know, I've always liked from his college days. But even when he was at Oregon, you know, those coaches would talk about the fact that he was more, you know, kind of in the background and one-on-one and not a big rah-rah guy in front of the team or calling guys out. And I think Jordan has a similar personality. So I get what Matt LaFleur wants from him there. But at the same time, I hope he doesn't try to overcorrect, because that's another thing. Like, you can say whatever you want about Matt Hamilton, but you know what he is? He is authentic. He doesn't fake act the way he does. He fart in the bathtub is him, man. Like, that's him. He is not pretending to be someone he's not. And so, no, I don't want him to do that. And I would say this, like, it felt to me like that's not who Caleb Williams is either. And he was kind of acting in a way that it didn't feel very authentic to me either. Am I, Jim, do you, because look, he didn't do me any favors, by the way. I know that he doesn't know who I am, but, you know, as the guy who has said, as a guy who covers the Packers, that I want him to be good, so it's a real rivalry, and we've got these two great young quarterbacks dueling twice a year, you know, acting a fool doesn't make me look very good. He makes me look like, yeah, well, right, Will, do you want this guy to be good? Look what a jackass he is.
Well, and it's hard. Like, I kind of read it that I'm glad that last year didn't beat him down, because at USC, I mean, he was willing to paint his fingernails and tell everyone to bleep off if they don't like it. He was willing to talk trash against other teams. He was willing to cry on the field with his mom, and haters be damned. And so I don't know the trash talking part, but he does seem like someone who isn't afraid of the moment. But I guess more like Aaron Rodgers, and he kind of modeled himself Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers kind of talks a little bit of trash back and forth, and he seems like someone who is very hyper-aware of everything that's happening. I 100% agree with you that Jordan Love should not start talking trash, because that seems completely out of character for him. But for me, I don't know the actual words of talking trash, but Caleb has been someone that throughout his career has been in the spotlight as the number one recruit, then goes to Oklahoma, then goes to USC, wins the Heisman. Like, he's been under a spotlight that even Jordan Love, maybe until a year ago, wasn't under his entire career. So I think Caleb tries to embrace it. Now, is that authentic or not? That I don't know. But I know he was kind of a trash talker and authentically himself, and just a bold person in college, in a way to trash talk people about his personal life, pink phone and all these other things, that he just didn't care what anyone thought. So that part seems authentically Caleb. Now, attacking the Packers, could that be a little bit forced? Yeah, it's kind
of
like
he's on stage in front of a bunch of Chicagoans. Yes. I would have done the same thing.
Ben Johnson, his comment was a little bit
yeah,
overwritten,
well, just pander.
But be more creative. But true, here's the thing,
yes.
Right? Like, be creative. Like, again, say what you want about Rodgers.
Yep.
Lord knows we all have. But, like, I own you. I still own you.
Yeah.
That's not Green Bay sucks.
Well, he also had, so we're talking about two different things. That was at, like, a SummerSlam party thing, and, like, yeah, that's been, like, his thing. When people see him, they chant that at him, and then he chants with them. But when he was on stage at the Fanatics Fest, he said, like, hey, Green Bay fans are the worst. We tried to jump into the Lambeau Leap.
I heard that story.
So, like,
yep.
That was more of a real answer. The other one, yeah, I agree. The Green Bay sucks thing, like, that's just the same as the Bears still suck. That's just be better. I agree with you on that. That's jackass behavior. But his comments about coming at the fans saying, like, hey, yeah, they pushed us, they touched us, they threw things on us, I didn't like that, they're the worst. To me, that's authentically Caleb. And for good or bad, just like Clay Matthews getting on stage at the draft saying the Bears still suck, when people see Caleb now, because he engages in it, the fans will break into that chant because he has some fun with it. I don't love that part. I agree with you. I think both chants are dumb.
Well, I admire – here's the only thing I would have – again, Caleb is not interested in what I think. But – Caleb, if you're going to jump into the stands at Lambeau Field, what exactly are you expecting, right? Like Rodgers doing the belt, and the great picture of the I own you, I still own you is from behind all the fans, and the number of people who are giving him the middle finger.
Yeah.
It's I've never seen that many middle fingers extended in one photo. That's the give and take, right?
Yep.
So, like, if you're going to jump in the stands to put it in their faces, be ready to be pushed back. Ask Chad Johnson. He had the same thing happen to him. Like, that's kind of their celebration. If you're going to jump into the stands, you know, that's kind of – and so I heard that. I did like the fact that he told the story. I would have said, you know, I would have maybe been a little more – what do they tell us? Dazzling, detailed, Steve Wexler. I would have liked to have heard more detail from him on you know, what his thought process was, and, you know, the idea of going into enemy territory. And I thought he was great talking about the leap. He had a great line about that. Like, that ain't no little jump, right?
Yep.
So, but in fairness to him, even though he played essentially for what had been LA's pro team for so long, right? That's what USC had been before the Rams came back and the Chargers came into town. Like, he's still a second-year quarterback, right? And and Aaron Rodgers didn't have great one-liners either in 2009. But again, I just thought it was a little bit lame, and you got to bring your A game if you want to really be viewed as somebody who's a top-flight trash talker.
Yeah, that was, like, as a Bears fan, I didn't come away excited about those comments. It was more about Ben Johnson's been an absolute ass to me every day, and I love it. Like, that was the comments that I like from Caleb Williams,
right,
where he's like, "No, I'm trying to get better." So that was the more encouraging part there. So, Jason, amazing stuff as always. When we talk to you next, we'll be sure not to promote to vote for us for Best of Madison. You only got one.
Maybe.
We'll see.
No promises.
I'm gonna be on hold. Yeah, exactly. I feel like Wooly is the type of guy that now that I've complained, he's gonna play like a series of three of those promos back to back to back while I'm on hold.
No.
Just to make a statement like, hey man, I produce this show, not you, not Jesse Nelson. I'm in charge here. I am the captain now. So I'll be prepared either way.
I'll come with my trash talk, Jason. Don't worry.
Perfect.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
Take care of yourself by going to Karma World Health. You can ask about GLP-1s. You could ask them about semaglutide, which is the GLP-1. You also ask about hormone replacement treatment, hormone optimization. Make sure that you have the right hormone levels, not for your age, but for the best lifestyle you want to lead. That's at Carbon World Health. You also can work out there. Again, I just did an in-body scan, which kind of tracks my progress there. So with the work I do with the med spa and then also my own working outside of things, I am down to just over 10% body fat, which means I have a high skeletal mass, which means I'm continuing to drop fat, continuing to add muscle. And it's all thanks to my friends at Carbon World Health. This is Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light.
You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light, a finalist for Best of Madison Radio Team in 2025.
That's phony. He's coming back so he doesn't go out on a absolute, like, fart in the bathtub of the last two seasons.
What?
It's gross. It's terrible.
Isn't it fart in the wind?
Vote for us every day this month at MadisonMagazine.com.